it was really related to Duke being injured. And so he was the backup at our Sam linebacker behind Devondre. And so that's when we made the move to put Devondre back inside. So we're going to feature Vic, you know, as best we can as the edge rusher. That's really, you know, the best role that he has. So we're going to try and keep that as big a part of his package moving forward.
Okay, so is he, I mean, it probably changes game to game, but is he percentage-wise rushing in more or rushing in less now than maybe he did last year?
I would say percentage-wise, over the maybe the last 5 or 6 weeks, he has. Then the first couple games, normal, and he got injured. And then coming back from that, yes, I would say less. And we're going to try and ramp that back up to his normal allotment.
So you still consider him, because I know there are a lot of plays, obviously, where he's dropping in.
Yes. Obviously, yeah. Yeah, it's more in the base package. Like when they have three or more receivers, a lot of times we're in a nickel package. And in our nickel package, the Sam linebacker comes out, and that's when he goes back to his DN spot. So he plays, and most of the league plays a majority of your package in nickel. And so he still gets a good bit of that, but we need to get that increased even more.
I know not having enough takeaways is talking right about a lot this year. How much of that is fed off from basically the fact the sack numbers are down or in your view, is pressure down on the
Yeah, the forced fumbles of the sacks are down. You know, like that's your really, you know, a terrific opportunity to create some takeaways. So that part has been down in terms of, you know, creating some takeaways in that way. Overall, even the takeaways for us has been down. That's kind of the secret sauce, and somebody asked me that earlier. You know, there's a lot of areas that the defense is playing better, and that's one that we know has to take a big jump forward, the mindset for it to go after it. So it's always at the front of our discussion, Jeff, but it's not coming through to the, you know, that's kind of the secret sauce behind playing really good defense is when you, you know, can create, you know, the takeaways for the offense.
How many, probably have to look at each one, but how many of your interceptions last year do you think came as a result of?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that. Yeah, I'd have to look. It'd be a good study to do. I can tell you a number of the forced fumbles came from sacks, and all of Vic's did. You know, I think he had 6. Force fumbles. So those are numbers that go up with the sacks. As far as the, you know, there's games where we've definitely rushed well, but some are just okay. And that's definitely an area for us to keep digging at and finding and battling for to be at our best.
What's his level of play right now, do you think?
At defensive end?
Yeah.
I'd say for us and for him, there's another spot to go to. And we intend on doing that with more emphasis as him as a rusher.
Staying on that topic,
sure,
real quick, if you don't mind, what has been, I know you've talked over, you know, a couple of years about how you've interacted with him,
right,
and how he's responded, you know, what he responds to, whatever like that. What's it been like with you guys in the interaction now? Do you say, hey, Vic, go get it?
I think the biggest interaction is that he's played way more linebacker, where he's dropping. That's what we needed him to do at the time. So it was really a coaching decision on my end to put him there. You know, he doesn't play that a lot. And over the last, you know, 6 weeks, I've had him do that a lot based on what we needed. And now that we've got some people healthy back, you know, we're going to try and feature him in the roles that he does best.
And one of the things that he always even said, he's had to work on my counter moves. Those are some of the things that I need to. How's he progressed with working on his rush moves?
I guess we'll find out.
I mean, has he articulated to you that maybe some things that worked last year?
No. Yeah,
we
meet every day. So, and I meet with the defensive ends on this day. So we interact quite a bit. But I would say I'd have to go back and look. There's definitely less rushing opportunities because of the amount of time I've put him at linebacker. So some of that's on me, too, based on what I thought we needed at the time. But to say he's at the level that we need him to be, we're not there yet. So that's we're going to try and feature him in that way.
Tenacity not there or just?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. So you know, as I go back through, I'm really technical in about how we go about it. So we've studied his stuff. He and I have done that together. And so we expect a big uptick moving forward. Yeah, I would not say tenacity. Yeah, lack of that, I would not say. So as a rusher, all rushers, second effort, games, communication is a big part of it. So, yeah, we expect that part to tick up with an increased role, him going back to doing that. So that'll be a you know, a more featured role for him moving forward beginning this week.